October 6, 1998, I was born. I cannot recollect the early parts of my life, so I'll start when I think my narrative takes importance. Although there are many moving stories that you heard and may be tired of them, here's mine. My family moved to Los Angeles when I was about 4, and unlike those other moving stories, it didn't really affect me as much, but it probably affected my parents. We lived in this small apartment complex with 2 bedrooms. It was a step up in our lives. This apartment complex was on the outskirts of LA, so we didn't have to worry about the traffic or any other problems that LA caused. Also, there were a lot of other kids in the complex, so I had friends to play with and wasn't really that lonely. Things shifted when I went to elementary school. I was pretty smart for a little kid. I mean, I knew how to add and subtract my robots to study, but I didn't really have many friends in elementary since I was kind of small and I was bullied for that. So I usually kept to myself. I remember one time when I was playing handball, a playground game where I had become amazingly good at, and some kid just pushed me because he simply could. I don't really want you to feel sad for little Sohan, but I'm sort of glad that I was bullied. Those experiences made me into a less sensitive person, so insults and other stuff don't really matter. Since then, I went by the saying, you can talk the talk, but you can't walk, but you can walk the walk. A necessary lesson to learn at a young age. As I transitioned to middle school, I thought it was going to be the same as elementary, so my game plan was sticking to myself. For the most part, I kept to myself, but something different happened. I met inspiring teachers that told me I can be more, and that if I really wanted it, I could become anything. In 7th grade, my grades were bad, boasting 2 C's in math and in English, which made my life not fun at home with my parents constantly bickering about grades. So I decided that 8th grade, I'm going to have to turn it all around. And I did. Boasting straight A's, I felt like the perfect hackneyed Indian boy with good grades. My parents were satisfied and they got me video games to play, so I was satisfied. In an Indian household, good grades equals good life. Simple equation that I figured out to solve. Then high school hit me like a train. Not only did I have a group of friends, I had great teachers who helped me succeed no matter what I wanted to do, except Miss Jones. My friends are probably the most important thing that have happened to me in all the schooling that I had. These people are the embodiment of me and I am of them. So if you really want to know me, ask Ricky, Nick, or Peter. These guys know the insides and out of me. I talk about schooling and how that affected my life. I know that, but I think school really is the most important thing that happened in my life. Come to think about it, my life has been in school. I spent around 6 hours a day, 11 in high school, in one place eating shitty cafeteria food. I love my life.